This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow.
But we're never going to build a business until the customer is king, until he's got options to buy as low as you can get the price down, to rent, to do whatever he chooses. And then we can have a real business. Right now, the video business is like the Conestoga wagon, and we want to make it a Ferrari.
That was Jack Valenti, then president of the Motion Picture Association of America, speaking in a news report from KCRA in Sacramento. That was back in 1984 on the controversy between a potential copyright law impacting the rental and sales of movies. No, video cassettes. Remember those? In video stores. Well, today the technology might be a little different, but the same debates over copyright, ownership, and money, they continue. The latest contender in the TV market is Aereo. It's a small dime-sized antenna that lets you stream programs broadcast for free on your TV. Sounds simple enough, but the big broadcasters have taken a Supreme Court case against it. So how does it work? What's the big controversy? Here to join us is Cecilia Kang, a technology writer at the Washington Post in Washington. She joins us from Washington. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us how Aereo works. What is the concept here?
So the concept is actually pretty simple. What they do is they take, as you said, Ira, dime-sized antennas. So it's just sort of the oldest school technology when it comes to TV, an antenna about the size of a dime, as you said, and they have thousands of them. They assign each antenna to an individual. What those antennas do is they capture television programs off the broadcast airways, the public television airways. And then what it does is it transforms or it converts those shows into streaming video that can land on your laptop, on your smartphone, or your tablet, and you have control over when you want to watch it.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the problem with that?
Well, the big problem is Aereo doesn't pay these broadcast television networks a dime for any of its copyright material and the right to rebroadcast that copyright material. That's what the broadcasters are really upset about, and they say that Aereo looks and feels and operates much like a cable television network. And so why isn't Aereo paying the broadcasters the same kind of licensing fees that these cable networks do?
Now, I'm able to take my own antenna and hook it up to my TV set and receive the same thing for free. Right.
That's right. That's right. And that's your public right, because the broadcasters are using public airwaves. They license those public airwaves to broadcast their shows, and they make money off of advertising.
So where's the controversy? What's the difference between what I can do for free on my TV and what Aereo wants to do with what they're doing with their little antennas instead of my big antenna?
Well, that's precisely what Aereo would say. Aereo would say, you know, we're really in many ways no different than an antenna rental service, if you will. But the broadcast industry has a very interesting counterargument, which is, but you're making a lot of money and you're broadcasting our shows to many individuals, to the public, if you will. And that's where we get into copyright law. What is public and what is private? What is a public performance and what is a private performance? And the law draws a line between the two. A public performance is one where where one show is broadcast to many. Mm-hmm. A private performance is when an individual, like you said, Ira, decides to just watch a show off the airways, off its own rabbit ear antennas.
Right.
And Aereo would say, because we assign one antenna to each of our subscribers, these are private performances. That actually is the heart of the whole debate right now. What is private and what is public, and where does Aereo fit in this?
And it's a big enough debate that it has gone to the Supreme Court, which has accepted, right? They're listening to arguments.
They have. And just on Monday, we heard arguments from both sides of this case, the broadcasting industry and Aereo. And the justices were really treading a very careful line of saying, in many ways, they were very suspicious of the technology and the use of Aereo's antennas and their arguments. In fact, Chief Justice Roberts said, your technology model is based solely on circumventing legal prohibitions. But at the same time, they understand that there's potentially so many more implications of what any decision could have on the broader internet.
Right.
And the cloud industry. And that's sort of the the reason why the whole high-tech community is really interested in this case.
So if they want to rule against Aereo, they have to find a way that it doesn't take down the rest of the industry with it.
That's right. And we're talking about not taking down iCloud, Dropbox, Google Drive, any of these cloud storage systems that also contain, that store copyrighted material and don't pay licensing fees. And Aereo's argument is, Aereo has actually sort of waved the flag of fear, saying, you know, if you rule against us because we have a cloud-based storage system that allows people to draw these videos off the internet, then you're taking down so much of the internet with it.
Are they making a commercial argument that it's going to wreck the industry here, the broadcasters? Because, you know, that's the same kind of argument that I played with Jack Valenti earlier.
That's right. Both sides are really preaching a lot of fear, if you will. And the bigger context here is that the fact of the matter is consumers are turning more to the internet for right. their video entertainment and news. And the business models are really shifting. But one thing that's remained very, very stubbornly unchanged, if you will, mm-hmm. is the cable television bundle. Mm. And what this will all do is potentially unravel that. And the reason why is because the broadcasters charge cable companies many billions of dollars every year for what's called retransmission fees. That's the right to rebroadcast their copyright material. That's why the broadcasters are saying, you know, Aereo, you look and feel like a cable company. You should be paying those same fees that we're getting from the cable companies. So once you take away those billions of dollars, the broadcasters are really in a fix. This is a huge source of revenue for them. And the cable industry, meanwhile, is saying, well, you know, they've actually benefited quite for many years off this cable bundle as well. But they would like very much not to pay those retransmission fees that Aereo does not pay either. So they are kind of treading an interesting line here. But this really could disrupt the whole television industry. And that's why this little company, because really this case, Ira, has nothing to do, not so much with Aereo itself, the company, who knows what the future is of that particular company. But it's more about the potential copycats of Aereo if Aereo succeeds, if the cable industry even copies Aereo's model and says, you know, broadcasters, we're done paying you. And so those are the broader implications
right.
of this.
So when the 800-pound gorillas get into this.
Yes.
So they're all watching this closely to see how this will play out and how they might then use it as a model for their own business.
That's right. And, you know, and the other argument is maybe the broadcasters should just start streaming their own videos directly to consumers on the internet. But, you know, as we all know in the content industry, the advertising dollars online are just not the same as they are in the legacy businesses.
Right.
So that's really what's been the wall that's prevented them, the hurdle that's stopped them from doing this.
Well, because I can go to any of the networks now, right, and watch their shows for nothing. There are ads on them. And as you say, but they're not making that much money from the ads online as they would if you're watching it being broadcast.
That's right. And they're very scrupulous about what they allow online. NBC did not put all the Olympics online. Hmm. The Oscars is not broadcast live online. This is because that's the most valuable programming, and they want to keep it still in their legacy broadcast model or behind the cable wall. So they're very careful about what they allow online and what's not because, you know, there is, as I said, there's just not as much money to be made online at this point.
You know, why doesn't everybody just hook an antenna up like I do?
Well, I do.
You know? and you know what's interesting is that the picture is so much better, you know?
Yes. The picture can be great with a digital antenna,
that's
for sure. There's an argument. The thing that Aereo offers is convenience.
Right.
And it offers convenience to be able on your phone or your laptop to say, and you know, the interface looks very much like, I don't know, like a cable box, like your Fios box, scrolling through a menu and picking the shows you want and picking them to watch them when you want. So it's that kind of convenience that consumers really want. And that's really the question here is, will consumers drive the next model? So far, you know, consumers have for years wanted something different than the big cable bundle of hundreds of channels you don't watch.
Right.
But the industry has had no incentive so far to change that because the dollars are not on the other side yet.
Yeah, we have really gotten lazy. I mean, to just click the little button on your remote and say, change the input. Right?
That is right.
Come to your antenna instead of through the cable box, and you got a great picture.
That is right. That is right. And we, and you know, the big fear is for these cable companies and the broadcasters is what's known as cord cutting, as we all know. And the idea is, okay, so right now you have Netflix, which is growing.
Right.
The broadcast industry is shrinking. The cable industry is shrinking, the number of subscribers. But Netflix and Hulu and YouTube are huge draws for video entertainment and news online. So if you have just a broadband internet connection, say you cobble it together with Netflix and Hulu, what do you have that's missing still? That's live TV.
Right.
And that's what Aereo offers. And so...
Right.
If Aereo wins, then that might be just enough to tip over many people
right.
to say,
now
you know, I'm ready to cut the cord.
Yeah, people just, because I know a lot of people just don't even get a TV anymore, right? They get all they want from Hulu and Netflix and the TV shows that they normally would see over the air or on the cable.
You certainly see that generation broken down by generation. I do not know hardly any people who are around 20, younger or slightly older, who own their own TV. It's all mobile. And they're watching on the go. And many of them are what they call cord nevers. They never grew up with cable. So the big question is, okay, so once these youngsters, once they get enough money to maybe afford cable, will they think it's worth it or not? That's the big sort of multi-billion dollar question for the TV industry.
Yeah, and I've seen devices now that you can hook up to your tablet that'll just stream it right from the broadcast.
Yes.
Not so much here in America, but in Europe they're doing this all the time now.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. This is so you're expecting a decision sometime in what, June from the Supreme Court?
Yes, before the Supreme Court goes out of session, near the end of June is what we're expecting for a decision. So all the TV moguls that were there this Monday, the whole technology industry that's looking at that, and copyright hawks that are looking at this as well, they'll all be watching in June as well.
They'll be watching too, Cecilia. Thanks for taking time to be with us today. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Cecilia Kang, technology reporter at the Washington Post in Washington, D.C.